Paris Saint-Germain produced a breathtaking display at the MetLife Stadium, dismantling Real Madrid with a commanding 4-0 triumph in the FIFA Club World Cup semi-final. The contest was all but over within the opening half an hour as the reigning UEFA Champions League winners tore through the Spanish Giants' defences with clinical precision. With the victory, PSG earned their spots in the FIFA Club World Cup final, where they will face Chelsea, who booked their place by defeating Brazilian side Fluminense 2-0. Hello and welcome to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshawn, and joining me in studio today are football analysts Sipasishle Soni and Mark Stradom. Gents, welcome.
Good morning, team. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me again, Desh. Excited for this one.
Greetings. Yeah, it's good to be here as always. Excited about what we're about to discuss, you know. Conference League winners versus Champions League winners. So it's the battle of the winners.
Let's get straight into it then. Paris Saint-Germain delivered a truly stunning performance in their semi-final clash, utterly overwhelming Real Madrid with a commanding 4-0 victory. How did they make it look so easy?
I mean, to be honest, the whole season they've been making it look so easy. I mean, we saw in the final of the Champions League, they put 5 behind a very formidable Inter side. Even in this tournament, they walked over Atletico Madrid. They also defeated, I think it was Bayern, on their way to the final. So PSG has been having like a great season. And they look really well. They made Real Madrid looks like a team, a struggling team that I can't even, recognize. It was a shocker, to be honest, to see Madrid playing like that.
Yeah. Mark, would you say it's a case of a PSG resurgence versus a Real Madrid downfall?
Oh, that's a difficult one. PSG has been the best team this season by far. They've taken over everything, the style of play, the coach, the players they have. Everything has just been going according to plan for them, and they've proven that it's not just luck that's happening. They have been so good, so hard to stop, and so easy on the eye to watch. On Madrid's part, I think it's just a matter of taking time and giving time for Alonso to instill his philosophy, to bring his style in, for them to trust in what he wants them to do. But it looked very bad last night. It was actually embarrassing to see that Madrid team being dismantled the way they did so early in the game. They looked like they were shaking in your boots. They didn't know what to do, what was coming, how to play, how to move the ball, how to find each other. It just looked very bad on their part. But all credit must go to PSG because they've just been so strong and so well organized in what they're doing, and it came as no surprise.
Let's actually unpack that PSG intensity and clinical finishing. I mean, something like 17 shots versus Real Madrid's 11. 7 of the 17 were on target, producing 4 goals. Then you look at the possession stats, just under 70% possession. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous when you consider the European supremacy that is Real Madrid.
That just shows how they dominated and how they've been performing this season. Especially on the possession side, with all those passes, the pass accuracy was 92%, if I'm not mistaken. That just shows how good they are with the ball. So it's a very hard team to stop. I don't know how Chelsea will come up with a plan to try and minimize these stats, because it's actually unbelievable how good they are with the ball. The attack is unstoppable. The energy, the flair, the movement, the creativity. Everybody's just working off the same page. There's so much cohesion in the team. Anybody can play in any position, and they've showed from the back to the front. one-touch football, playing with triangles. So it's just quality football all around.
Mark, you make an excellent point over there. I mean, from the back to the front, it's a star-studded 11. Sonny, let me ask you this. As a Chelsea fan, who is the biggest threat in this PSG outfit?
that's a difficult one, bro. I'd say that the team itself is a threat on its own, because when you watch their games, they play as a team. It's not that maybe they play for Dembele or Kvaratskhelia, for an example. They play as a team. The right side is a threat on its own. The left is a threat. When they come through the middle, it's a threat on its own. You saw yesterday how they destroyed Madrid. I mean, 3 goals in the first half. That's no child's play against a star-studded Real Madrid team. So Chelsea are going to have a difficult time. But
are you shaken?
No, I'm not shaken.
It took you a bit long there.
Because I wasn't expecting that question, but no, I'm not shaken. Honestly, it's 11 men against another 11 men at the end of the day. You know, I'm sure Chelsea will have a plan as much as PSG will also have a plan. So it's not over yet. As much as PSG are favorites, but you can't count Chelsea out, because I think when the tournament started, nobody thought that Chelsea would be in the final. But they managed to, you know, to work their way out, survive the group stages, survive the knockout rounds, and they are in the final now.
Yeah. Let's actually speak about Chelsea's route to the Club World Cup final. A 2-0 win against Fluminense, a 2-1 win over Palmeiras, a 4-1 win over Benfica. Not the most of difficult opponents, shall I say, in the knockout rounds alone.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they didn't choose to play those opponents, you know. They didn't give those opponents to themselves. And also, it's worth mentioning that some of those opponents, they defeated teams that are bigger than Chelsea, you know, to meet Chelsea in those rounds. So it wasn't easy, as much as those opponents aren't, you know, maybe heavyweights in Europe, but they are heavyweights where they are playing, and they were a threat, but Chelsea managed to survive, just as much as I think they will pull out the fight against PSG.
Well, of course, last time out, the Blues ran out 2-0 winners against Fluminense. João Pedro scoring on either side of the halftime whistle. What have you made about his impact so far?
I mean, he must be commendable for coming in such a short space of time and making his presence felt, making a statement. I mean, those were not tap-in goals. Those were like great goals, good goals that he scored against his former side. So he's promising that, you know, we should expect more from him. I mean, Chelsea has been struggling there in front, you know, with Nicolas Jackson struggling, you know, to provide those goals despite playing well, to create chances. But I think now with a formidable striker like Pedro, as you've mentioned, it's promising that those goals come, because he looked clinical there in front.
Oh, do you think João Pedro is that missing piece to the Chelsea Football Club puzzle?
If he continues the way he played against Fluminense, definitely the missing puzzle. I don't think Jackson has been what they've expected. He has helped him along the way, especially last season, but I don't think they've set their eyes on Jackson to be the main striker. The leper has come in now and joined him. He looks very promising, but I don't think they will put all their eggs in a basket for him to lead the race as a striker. But he is a quality striker. He has shown a lot of promise. He has good qualities. So I think he's one for the future. But João Pedro, he has everything. He's aggressive. He has skill. He can hold the ball up. He makes intelligent runs. He scores goals. So I think he's definitely going to be the main strike if he continues the way he did.
Yeah, looking at the other Chelsea attackers, I mean, the likes of Christopher Nkunku, Nicholas Jackson, like Sony mentioned. There's also Noni Modueko is heavily linked with a move out the club. Some are signing Liam Delap as well. And now another strike in João Pedro really looks the part already. What do you think is going through their minds if they get a cameo appearance this weekend? Because I'm sure João Pedro has selected himself for the final.
Definitely. I think with so much quality players, it can be good and bad. I think the good side is that it creates competition within the team. Everybody likes competition because it also it takes your game to the next level depending on how you take it. Also, there's so many games that they're playing. I think squad depth has become a huge factor in the modern game now because there's so many games and you need squad rotation. The bad side of it is that players can sort of switch off a bit, if I can say, and their form goes down because of the situation. So it all depends on the player itself, on how he takes the competition and the way they look towards the team, because it can either make or break you as a player.
Yeah. Let's look tactically then at the midfield battle. It looks like both outfits line up with a 4-3-3. The Chelsea midfield three consists of Enzo Fernandez, Moises Caicedo and Cole Palmer. They're going to come up against João Neves, Vitinha and Fabian Ruiz. I mean, how would you separate those two outfits?
There's not much to separate. PSG have the best midfield in the world, by far, hands down. I think there's no better midfield.
I'm going to give you a second now, Sonny. Just hang on to your hat there.
There's no better midfielder in the world that's as good as Vitinha at the moment. I think the boy is incredible. What he's been able to do, how he controls the game, he dictates play. As small as he is a firecracker. João Neves just complements his style of play. He's also never stops running, good on the ball. And Fabian Ruiz is also another clean footballer, makes no mistakes, makes runs, creativity. So I think all three players at PSG are high-level players. But that goes without saying, Chelsea also, Enzo Fernandez, World Cup winner, he's starting to become the player everybody has wanted him to be so far. So he's been really good. He's, Caicedo, we know what he can do. They didn't buy him for that price for no reason. He's shown quality. He's also starting to become a solid player. And Cole Palmer, we all know what he delivers, the creativity, the flair, the passes, the goals. So it's going to be a very interesting battle, although I think PSG will still dominate the midfield.
Yeah, I think I agree with you to a certain extent. I do feel that the game will be played in the Chelsea half. PSG, we know what they've done this season. As you mentioned, the likes of Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, and so on and so forth, Atletico Madrid as well. But coming up to this Chelsea team, it's going to be a case of maybe quick counters?
I'm not disputing what he's saying. I mean, the proof is there. As we've mentioned, the wonderful season that PSG has had, beating heavyweights from everywhere, you know, to win the Champions League, their league and other cups. So they are a formidable side, as he has said. I think in this final, you know, they'll enjoy much of the ball position. They will dominate, but it will be up to Chelsea, you know, in terms of their backline and our midfield, to try and close those spaces and not allow them, you know, to gel and to make those passes. So it's gonna be a tough one. Yeah, counters, sure, they can, you know, try and catch them on the counters, but let's not forget the fact that Chelsea can also play, as he has mentioned, you know, some of the players in that midfield that are able to ball, Fernandez, Palmer and Caicedo there as a defensive midfield. So it won't be easy for anyone.
PSG, standing on the brink of a near-perfect season. I mean, they've barely put a foot wrong in any competition, and now they come to the FIFA Club World Cup final. Standing in their wake, of course, is London outfit Chelsea Football Club. As you mentioned, UEFA Conference League winners. They're going to be in the UEFA Champions League proper next season. Who's going to take this one, Sonny?
It's hard to tell. I mean, we can't shy away from the fact that PSG are favorites, but I think Chelsea can shock them.
Shaking your head in disbelief there, Mark Stradom?
No, definitely. I'm leading the way to PSG. They won't have their own way, that's for sure. Chelsea will definitely put up a fight. They have a quality team. It's just that PSG are in a world of their own. When they're playing, the coach don't even get up in the games. That just shows how well organized and cohesive the team is. The coach don't even give instructions in the game. He just allows them to play. Now and again, he gets up. But it's not very often you see Luis Enrique getting up to shout at his players. It just shows the quality and the intent that the team is and how together that team is. But it's a final. All that goes out the window. Anybody can win on the day. But I am leading the way of PSG 3-1. That's my final score.
It's a final, and indeed anything can happen. Well, football fans, you've heard it right here from football analyst Sipho Sihle-Soni backing Chelsea and Mark Stradom backing Parisian giants PSG. We're going to have to wait and see how their predictions play out. From all of us in studio, thanks and goodbye.
Thanks, Desh. Have a good one.